Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Traffic is busy this afternoon. The N1 highway northbound in Pretoria from basically Supersport Park Centurion all the way through to Linwood Road is busy. There's a crash in the R21 roadworks at Olifantsfontein at the moment, which isn't good. And the N3 already very hectic, basically from Lynnborough Park and Marlborough Drive all the way to Germiston.
The DA confirmed earlier today that parliamentary leader Ronaldo Gous has been terminated as a party member. This now after videos in which he made racist remarks resurfaced on social media platforms. This around the time when he was being sworn into parliament. He was first suspended after the videos spread like wildfire. And this afternoon, the DA confirmed that he's no longer part of the party. And a busy day for the president, who is at the moment hosting a roundtable discussion on matters ranging from economic growth to reforming the mining industry and the National Health Insurance Bill. Moving abroad, Morocco has become the 15th country to report mpox in Africa. The case recorded in Marrakech is the first in the northern part of the continent since the World Health Organization declared an international emergency last month. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. The Vodacom Bulls coach Piwe Nomlomo has included former Bok Johan Goosen in his starting lineup for the match against the Hollywood Bet Sharks. That's in the Carling Curry Cup semi-final. It's happening at Loftus Versfeld tomorrow. Nomlomo has shuffled his side after losing to a late try last week in the rain in Durban. And Goosen's presence will up the ante for the Pretoria side, who also included Stravino Jacobs on the wing for the clash. Inter and AC Milan rejected the project to modernize and restructure the iconic San Siro Stadium, which they share, according to the mayor, Giuseppe Sala, who announced it earlier today. The two clubs would, however, be ready to relaunch the initial project of a new stadium to be built within the immediate vicinity of the San Siro, according to the mayor. And Kaizer Chiefs will be looking to mark the beginning of a new era in their history as the Betway Premiership begins tomorrow. Last season, Kaizer Chiefs finished way down in 10th place on the table, and they've since made a number of new signings and hired a new coach. Nasreddin Nabi has got the pressurized job of the Kaizer Chiefs position, and his first assignment will be an away trip to Maruma Gallants in Bloemfontein. And Bafana Bafana head coach Hugo Brewers believes that Siyabonga Ngezana's form for Romanian Giants FC SB, formerly known as Steaua Bucharest, can only be a good thing for the national side. The former Kaizer Chiefs defender has become a key figure for the Romanian champions, who narrowly missed out on qualifying for the UEFA Champions League. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. That I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. There's always tomorrow.